Live from the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, the latest news less than 2 months away from the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the PlayStation 5 has been announced, and according to the Russo brothers, hashtag don't spoil the endgame. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable, Bill Neville. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Doing great. So, before we get into any of the main topics, there is something I do wanted to, a couple things I wanted to touch on.
Absolutely.
That weren't necessarily topic related.
Okay.
But, first of all, I really, really dislike that basketball and hockey, their playoffs can't get on the same page.
Oh, I know.
It drives me bananas every year. Over the weekend, the basketball playoffs started.
Yep.
And we had game one of the series that I care about,
sure.
Right? Which are the Boston Bruins versus the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Celtics versus the Indiana Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two series I particularly care about. And those sports leagues can't get their act together because hockey keeps to a very strict one game, one day off, one game, one day off.
Right.
Even if there's travel, right? And they stick to that schedule. Basketball, for some ungodly reason, decides instead of just sticking to that same format, they have 2 days off in between.
It's so long.
So instead of having it be Bruins on Saturday, Celtics on Sunday, Bruins on Monday, Celtics on Tuesday, which would be today.
Yeah, it would be the tits.
Instead of that, we have both Celtics and Bruins tomorrow.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's stupid.
Why are you going to ruin a market like that?
Right. It's so stupid because you're now getting the sports team and the city just engulfed in everything about your sports and you're keeping them entertained.
Right.
Instead of having today, we had to deal with the flipping Red Sox.
Oh, I know.
And they suck.
They stink.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I'm not going to panic yet.
There's
still 140 games to go.
Right. And if they went 140 and nothing for the next 140 games, yeah, it would still be the most historic season ever.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So I don't panic about that. Wake me up in September.
Yeah,
or
right.
After the All-Star break. I don't care.
Sure.
All right. So there's that. Second thing, big news out of Paris.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So a word on the street is they're finally filming the live-action Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh,
it's a joke, but it's funny because that's how that movie ended.
Poor Quasimodo.
Quasimodo.
He's out of his home.
They sent Notre Dame Cathedral on fire at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
And that's what happened over the last couple of days.
Indeed. And that was scary, man. Did you see some of the images that were coming out?
Yeah, it was pretty sad. It was pretty sad. You know, it's really sad when a building that's that old ends up, you know, having to go down. It goes down like that.
You really have to wonder if that was set.
Yeah,
you know,
it had to have been.
Because I don't know if you saw the pictures around it, but there was a ton of scaffolding. They were doing a bunch of renovations.
Right.
And that scaffolding is just basically plywood, and it's like kindling on
yeah,
the outside
right.
of the
yeah, right.
outside of the damn church. So that you set that stuff on fire, it's like, good night.
Yeah.
They're lucky they were able to save it.
Yeah,
because that spire went down.
Right, the spire went down. They get I mean, there's still a lot of damage to that building, which
right.
is really
right.
sad.
Scary.
But yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in sad news. But I tried to lighten it up with a joke that's terrible because nobody saw The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's true
because that movie's not that good.
It's really not.
It's not that good.
That era of Disney movies was not great.
Yeah, because
like that weird area between like Aladdin, The Lion King, and all that, and then like the newer like computer animated Pixar-y stuff.
Yeah, the Tarzan,
the Hercules,
you
know, Emperor's
Hunchback.
New Groove.
Yeah, Emperor's
all
New
that
Groove.
Stuff.
What was the last one? It was like on the farm or something.
On the farm.
Yeah, there was the last Disney like animation like when it was like actually hand drawn is some cow movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a movie about three cows. I'm pretty sure Rosie O'Donnell.
I guess that says it all.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell plays a cow?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, jeez.
Here, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
But there was that. You know what also I looked? You know what I looked into just while I'm trying to Google this and trying to maintain conversation? I've been trying to get Jimmy Fallon tickets.
Oh, yeah?
And it was Home on the Range is the movie.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I've never seen it, but I've
heard
of it.
Home on the Range was the movie I was thinking of. It was a 2004 film.
Okay.
The cast includes Roseanne Barr, Judi Dench, and Jennifer Tilly.
Roseanne Barr played a cow.
As well as Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, fun.
And Randy Quaid. But boom.
The lesser famous Gooding brother.
Yeah, the lesser famous Gooding brother, Cuba.
Yeah, not Omar.
Show me the money.
Legendary Omar Gooding.
Yeah, Omar. Yeah, Omar. Are we going to have him on the show, Bill?
I'm sure we could.
Yeah, probably.
We had Phil Moore. He was far more famous than Omar Gooding.
That's true. But so, but yeah, that was the movie. I've been trying to get Jimmy Fallon tickets.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on a real Tonight Show kick.
You got to get him when the wait list comes out.
Yeah. When does that happen?
It's usually at the beginning of the month. Here's the secret of the pros, okay?
Okay, yeah, because you've been like 15 times.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, follow at Fallon Tix.
Okay.
T-I-X. And then set an alert.
And they only tweet the things?
They only tweet links to the tickets.
Okay.
That's like specifically for that. It's not like the Fallon Show Tonight, the Fallon Tonight Show Twitter account.
Yeah, I don't
care. And so like it's usually the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
When they go up and like, but they'll give like a week's notice.
Oh, there it is.
So like at the end of the month, it'll say like on like April 26th, it'd be like, hey, May tickets are up June tickets are up on like May 4th. And so at like 11 o'clock. So then they'll send an alert out once the tickets are available.
Yeah.
You go on that website, you sign up, and then you just kind of hope.
Great. I'm going to definitely try.
This is like a big wait list.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try and do it.
Write a good reason too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ask for like a reason why you should get the tickets.
Does hosting a inspired podcast count?
Yeah, sure.
We're gonna try, right?
I haven't used that one yet, so
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah.
So there was also some very big news that also came out of the weekend, aside from my frustration with local sports.
Yeah.
There was Star Wars Celebration.
Oh,
in
man,
Chicago.
So much going on.
Star Wars Celebration in Chicago happened last week. There's also NAB, which is like a big camera convention out in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And there's some bananas stuff happening over there, which I'm very excited about, but I'm not going to share with you because this isn't a camera podcast.
Right.
And your heads would spin.
Mine would definitely spin.
Yeah, yours would definitely spin. But the big thing was that Star Wars Rise of the Skywalkers got a teaser trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Mike went and I of that movie show.
Yep.
We went ahead and we did basically like a half hour prediction of it. Basically, if you want to find out my thoughts on that, you can head on over to that. It's on the NAI Pop channel. It should be here. You should be able to like go lower or something, or just head over to the Facebook page, That Movie Show TV, on Facebook, and you can find the video there or on the YouTube channel. So that is where you can find my predictions. But Bill, what do you think? Because I know you're a Star Wars fan and you saw the trailer.
I was blown away by the end.
Yes.
At first I didn't think it was true.
Right.
And then I was watching the live Disney
Cuz they
Star
decided
Wars
to
thing.
Just do the live thing all weekend.
Yeah, and then the guy who plays Emperor Palpatine was on the stage in front of the crowd when the trailer ended, and he looks at the camera and goes, "Roll it again."
Yeah.
And then they played it again. It's like, that is confirmed. That is definitely Emperor Palpatine at the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see where they're going to go with this.
It's really interesting. That gives you a lot of intrigue.
Because they've got one movie to do it.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of intrigue into this, into what's going to happen. And I'm very excited. It's going to be very, very fun.
For sure. And then everything else in the trailer, I mean, it was a teaser trailer, so you just saw short little snippets, but like all the characters in there, and Rose. I'm glad to see Rose in there because of all the online backlash that she had.
Yeah, I liked her.
I did too.
I think that there are a couple of, I am turning into an internet old man, get off my lawn.
Yeah, same here.
By like the minute.
Yeah.
Because I hate wrestling fans now.
Oh, they're the worst.
And I hate Star Wars fans now.
Fickle.
Fickle. Right. That has to be the best way to describe it. You know, because look, here's the thing. My issues with The Last Jedi are not like I need to throw a bitch fit about, right? Like,
right.
I find it to be annoying that in episode 8, you decided that we needed to introduce intergalactic space fuel.
You know, right.
You know,
right.
Like, that's really annoying.
Right.
Especially when you've already in universe canon come up with a reason why a ship couldn't run outrun another ship.
Uh-huh.
And that was in episode 5.
Right.
When the hyperdrive was broken.
Mm-hmm.
They disabled the hyperdrive so that they couldn't jump. And so the Star Destroyers could just track them down.
Right, exactly.
And so it's like, just do that again.
We don't have enough fuel to make another jump to light speed.
It's like that.
Get out of here.
You know, here's the thing. In each saga, like each sect of three that you've had with each Star Wars, there's been an issue with the hyperdrive. In episode 1, the hyperdrive gets damaged, and that's why they end up on Tatooine, because they're like, yeah, we can't make it to Coruscant from here. We gotta just like fix this thing before we get on out of here. And then in episode 5, they do it again. So it's like, yeah, you should have done that. You shouldn't have introduced intergalactic space fuel. That's stupid.
Yeah, that made none of the sense.
And then the weird, like, class thing where, like, you set everything up to be on the ship, and that's the issue that you set it up with. And then you shot people off and then got them back on the thing, and it's just like, that's stupid. That it was just, it wasn't very well executed, because it felt like it was three different movies that you were trying to tell all
right
at once with characters that had all been located on one area, and you needed them to leave and come back together, and it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, I think that if any fan base, like there was like a, what was it? It was a GoFundMe or an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter.
Oh, to reshoot the movie?
To reshoot the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, I'm pretty sure that Disney and Star Wars are pretty happy with the couple $1 billion that movie raked in.
Right, and you're never going to have the kind of capital to properly reshoot the movie anyway.
Right, it's
so
like,
get out of here.
Right, that was the funniest thing that I remembered looking at. It was like,
they had like 20 or 30 grand at one point. It's like, what are you going to do with that? You can't even buy the camera.
Right. Well, it's just like, I don't know if you know this, but the butler here, let me take a look. Let me take a look at the Wikipedia here real quick. The budget for that movie was $200 to $317 million.
Right.
Right. So in order to get everybody back on board,
mm-hmm,
right? So everybody it took to make the movie the first time costs $317 million.
Crazy.
Right? So that's borderline impossible because of, you know, I don't know, contracts and stuff.
That too.
So you're not going to be able to get that stuff. There's also the very, very unfortunate issue of Carrie Fisher's passing.
That too.
That you're not going to be able to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And then whether or not you're going to want, like, these people are going to want to do it. Like, would Daisy Ridley really want to do this?
Probably not.
Could you get John Williams to do this?
No.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I don't know if you know this, but Disney owns all the rights to the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big giant copyright there.
Right.
And again, you don't actually know what you're doing.
You do not.
You don't know what you're doing.
So back away.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just, it's crazy. Because that movie made $1.333 billion.
Crazy, man.
Right?
Crazy.
That is
$1.333 billion.
A billion and a third.
And that third is $333 million.
Right. So it made $1 billion. It made $1 billion.
Yeah.
Like, the movie had to make its money back.
It net profited $1 billion.
$1 billion. So it's just like, yeah, there's no, I'm pretty sure they're happy with it.
Yeah.
And then you, you're a bunch of cannibalistic assholes because you just started beating up on a poor girl.
Right.
Who is just an actor.
And living her friggin' dream.
Right.
Being in the Star Wars franchise.
She's just an actor that's being paid to act in things. It's like, man, get a grip on reality.
It's unbelievable.
Get a grip on reality,
man. People
are
sick.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know who didn't have a say in the plot of this?
Her.
Her. That poor girl didn't have a, like, I know because I'm usually the person that has the say in things.
Yeah.
Right? And even I got an executive producer I got to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're really the person making the call, not some poor actress who's.
Liam's getting angry. It's like an earthquake in here on my camera.
who's never done anything before in her life.
Yeah.
And finally gets her big break on Star Wars. And you don't like her because she talked about class systems, which was dialogue written by somebody else. It's like she was handed the script. You monsters.
Yeah, no. Get over yourselves.
Get over yourselves. Right? It's entertainment. Shut up and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem is that all the fans of Star Wars did what wrestling fans do, and that's fantasy booked the entire story. Yep. And when they didn't get that, they threw a bitch fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like wrestling fans either.
It's the worst way to do it.
They're the worst. I hate them so much.
There's a difference between fantasy booking and like rooting for something to happen.
Right.
Where like when we hear Palpatine's voice at the end of the trailer, it's like, whoa, that's awesome. That's what's awesome. Gonna happen?
I'm super excited that he's gonna show up somehow.
Right.
Not, oh, well, this happened in this story, in this specific detail that's really a throwaway line in this scene
right.
that didn't matter was this.
So, this has to happen, and this has to happen.
So this has to happen, and that has to happen. And so now, basically, because Emperor Palpatine showed up, that means Darth Vader's going to be in this.
Right.
And Darth Vader's going to have like a moral like compass between this and that, and Luke's going to show up,
mm-hmm.
and then Han Solo's going to fly in a ghost Millennium Falcon, and it's just like, and then none of that's going to happen, and you're going to cry about
mm-hmm.
it.
And it's going to be the worst movie.
Right. And it's just like, Christ, guys. You know what was never going to happen? Han Solo riding in on a ghost Millennium Falcon. Like, no. That was never going to happen.
No.
So don't, why did you convince yourself that that was going to happen? Because you're the one that said it, and then be mad when some other person that's writing it, J.J. Abrams, mm-hmm. didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's on you, bro. God.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not my movie. Yeah, no, you didn't pay the $317 million to get it made.
You're a movie goer, not a movie director.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Oh, God. Well, no, it's like, look, you can have your opinion of the movie.
Sure.
You can enjoy or not enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. But to attack an actress in the movie mm-hmm. is unforgivable.
100%.
It's unforgivable.
And that's why I was thrilled to see her in the teaser trailer.
Yeah, she's. I liked her character.
So did I.
I liked.
It was compelling. It was a relationship that we never saw coming.
Right.
Because everybody just assumed that Finn and Rey were going to be together.
Right, exactly.
And those two seem to be kind of hitting it off.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens.
For sure.
But so that wasn't the only Star Wars related
news. Oh my God, so much stuff, man.
There's a little theme park that's opening in California and Orlando.
Oh my God.
Later on this year.
Did you see the themed bottles?
I didn't see the themed bottles. I saw something else that made me giggly.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that I wanted to go over here.
Okay.
So Coca-Cola has a long-standing relationship with Walt Disney World and Disneyland, of course.
As you said.
And in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you're going so into the theming and they're going so into the realisticness of it.
Right.
That you don't want a 20-ounce bottle of Coke.
Oh, my God. I just
saw
them.
In Star Wars. So I'm going to put it up on the screen right now.
I just saw them. That's so cool.
Look at there's a Coke bottle. There's a Diet Coke bottle. There's a Sprite. And there's a Dasani bottle. And they're written in the language of the land. And the Coke, the Diet Coke, and the Sprite kind of look like Christmas ornaments or like even like triggers of some sort.
They look like the thermal detonators.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's super cool. Super, like, awesome little detail that they're going to have at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, because Disney does everything right.
That's amazing. I'm going to need to get a soda there just to have them.
I want to buy all four and keep them.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy two of each.
Yeah,
one to
right.
drink and one to not drink.
Right, exactly.
That's
pretty cool.
That is absolutely awesome. I just pulled that picture up. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just shows you just how in tune with their situations they are.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of attention to detail that they
think of everything, and it's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
How good they are at this.
Absolutely. And then the other thing was, everything I hear more and more about this with the Disney, what is it, the Disney Go app?
Oh, yeah, yep.
So, it's the Play Disney app.
Mm-hmm.
And how, first of all, the fact that the company has introduced an application to like have you be able to do stuff while you're waiting in line is awesome.
It's absolutely, because those lines are going to be astronomical.
Well, not even necessarily just for Galaxy's Edge.
Just in general.
But in general, the fact that there's like interactive stuff that you can do. I really like that that's kind of where they're going with a lot of this,
mm-hmm.
where it's like we kind of experienced it in the Forever Wait that we had in the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Right.
But like there was one section where there was like a, it was like a game where you could...
With the water?
Yeah, with the water and the gems and stuff like that. There was stuff to do in the queue for Big Thunder Mountain where you could like check in on a canary and one of them was dead. It was kind of it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was that. All the way up to like, yeah, you're going to use the Play Disney app to be able to use it as a translator in Galaxy's Edge.
It's pretty crazy.
Because, yeah, that Coke bottle is in whatever language of...
Yeah, I forget what the name of the
Black
language
Spire's
is.
Black Spire's Outpost. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just like, the fact that you need that in order to use, like...
To read things.
Read things. That's cool. That's kind of taking the interactive level of... The interactive level that Harry Potter has over in Universal... Because if you get the wand, you can, like, walk around the various things. And, like, if there's a shop, you can, like, wave the wand and inside all the stuff goes nuts.
Sure.
You know, and it's like that type of stuff is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I saw also that I'm very, very excited about, and this isn't necessarily new, but it feels like the quality of this thing is a lot better.
Okay.
And it is the custom lightsabers.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because you would always do that at Star Tours.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Star Tours when you get into the gift shop. There was just like
a plastic lightsaber.
Like buy a plastic lightsaber.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of things where it looks like it's a metal one.
Yeah.
And that looks awesome to me.
It's a super cool collectible item for those people who have that kind of affinity for Star Wars and capital. Yeah. Right.
Capital.
Right. It's probably a $150 lightsaber.
Probably.
I
based on what they were doing with the wands and everything at Universal, because I thought about that too. I was like, I'm gonna maybe get my buddy, well, he's like super into Harry Potter, I'll get him like a wand or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's $120. I'm like, I love you, but I don't love you that much. You know,
they're not that bad. They're like $50.
Yeah,
but still expensive for.
I was also there
for a
when
little
it,
piece
like,
of wood
first opened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was pretty bad.
Makes sense. One thing I wanted to point out to you, and it goes along the lines of the attention to detail that Disney is so good at.
Yeah.
So there, the Millennium Falcon ride. It's
Smuggler's Run,
and so it's basically going to be a 6-person cockpit where you're going to ride with people and you're going to actually control the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
There's 2 people in front that are going to fly it. There's 2 people in the middle that are going to be the gunners, and then there's 2 people in the back who are going to do a bunch of other stuff too.
Cool.
So it's kind of like Mission Space, where you kind of have a role.
Yeah.
And
gotta hit a button at a certain time.
Yeah, right. So the coolest part about this is that it's actually going to judge you on your mission.
Yeah, okay.
And so what I gathered from the Disney
panel
celebration thing is that when you're walking out of the Millennium Falcon attraction, each ride vehicle is going to have its own like iconic hallway. You know, like how the Millennium Falcon has that like that tan hallway,
right?
You know,
yeah, that padding
about
on the wall.
That I've got a picture up on the Twitch stream right now.
Yeah.
So you're gonna walk out there, and depending on how your mission goes, if it goes perfectly, it goes really well, it's just gonna be in like mint condition,
right?
And if it goes poorly, there's gonna be blinking lights, spark sounds.
Oh, like it's broken.
Like it's broken.
Oh, that's so funny.
I thought that was super cool.
The worst part is that I'm going to ride this a bunch of times, but it's going to be really hard when I have to ride this ride and do it poorly on purpose.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. You get in that cockpit chair, you just run into everything just to get that experience walking out.
Just to see what it's like.
Right.
Well, because I heard that they're even going to take it a step further, and your character, based on your wristband,
oh yeah,
people will judge you how well you did. Like, they'll know.
Right, right.
And that's crazy.
It's like scary how amazing this is.
I still lost my mind when the ghosts at the Haunted Mansion were like, "We're coming
to Massachusetts."
Yeah. We're coming.
They knew.
It's like, we're coming to Massachusetts.
Like, oh no, no, the ghost really will follow you home.
Oh no! Oh no! I lost my mind. I lost my mind.
The cantina sounds really awesome.
Oh yeah, it seems like it's gonna be like a quick service little shenanigans.
Yeah. So there's actually a whole new soundtrack that's meant to sound like similar to the cantina band from A New Hope.
Yeah.
So it's not like the, you know, the iconic song, but it's very similar style of music and instruments.
Yeah.
It's going to be sort of like a remix of that. So that's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
And then a little nod to the nostalgia for the Disney Star Wars fans, where the DJ of the cantina is going to be Rex, who used to fly Star Tours.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's really, really fun.
Yeah. So I guess they were saying, like, in storyline or something, he crash landed on Black Spire Outpost, and the guy who's, like, in charge of the whole thing hired him to be a DJ.
Cool.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I'm super excited to see this.
Oh, my God. It looks amazing.
Like, here's the thing. We got to really put the pedal to the metal on this because the land is scheduled to open August 29th.
Right, in Florida.
In Florida. That's the one that I really care about.
Sure, yeah. It's going to be bigger, too.
It's going to be bigger. It's going to be the better of the two just because they have more land than Disneyland does. But, man, I want to make it to press previews of that bad.
I know.
You know, and so hopefully we can start putting the pedal to the metal because that means it's going to be in the middle of, like, early August. So, you know, I think that that's hopefully going to be pretty cool to be able to do that and just kind of get a break at the end right before school gets back in.
Absolutely.
You know, it'll just also be Orlando in August, and that'll be terrible. But hopefully we'll do that. We gotta make that happen.
We will see.
But yeah, I think that's gonna be it, right? That's it for tonight.
I think so. Do you want to touch on PS5, or you want to save that?
You know what? Let's save that. Let's talk about that tomorrow.
All right. And just because we are about 8 days away from Avengers Endgame.
Yes. Let's touch on that.
There has been supposedly. I haven't seen them yet, and I've muted a bunch of stuff on Twitter. But supposedly there's some footage leaking around of the ending. Yeah. Of Endgame.
You're an asshole.
So avoid that like the plague.
Yeah, whoever is the person that filmed what appears to be a military screening.
Yeah. That's what Rob was saying.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't
you got this privilege and you took advantage of it, and I don't care if you're military, that's gross.
Yeah, no, you're a douche. I don't care because you know, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for it to begin with.
No.
You know what I mean? But it's like, at least I would understand some loser that's a hacker. You know what I mean? Like,
right, exactly.
I would understand some loser hacker hacking into Disney to prove to hackers that he's as cool as they are.
Yeah.
If you were just seeing this movie, and you filmed the end. Right. It's a 3-hour movie and you filmed the end. You knew what you were doing and you're a douche. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So the Russo brothers took to Twitter today and basically just pleaded with people. Don't spoil it for others. Like, we've been working hard our asses off for 10 years on this thing. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, I don't, like, here's the thing. Like, famously, in retrospect, we all laugh at Mark Ruffalo. Right. Because at the end, during press screenings of that, Mark Ruffalo laughed and said everybody dies in the end. And they did. But it's just like the thing with movies is it's a series of moments that lead up to a crescendo.
Sure.
Right. And so if you just, like Mark Ruffalo just said, everybody dies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay. That can mean a million things.
Sure.
And it doesn't, like, I don't have an emotional attachment to that saying. And everybody did die, but based on the movie and the 10 years and the emotions that are attached to them because of willing suspension of disbelief, that is.
And that also isn't necessarily powerful. True either.
Well, it's not necessarily true, but it's powerful when you actually see it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right? And so he said it and it didn't mean anything. So if this guy said something, right? If the spoiler was in words, hey, this happened, you're still an asshole and a douche for doing it. But at least there's just words attached to it. Mm-hmm. So there's no visual. Whereas this is a video and you can see what the movie is.
Right.
And that takes it to another level.
Exactly.
You know, you're not cool because you put that on the internet.
No. In fact, way more people are going to hate you because of it.
Yeah, you're not cool because you put that on the internet. You're not cool because, You're not cool because you did it. You're not cool because you were the first to do it. You're a jerk.
Yeah, right.
You're a jerk.
And so, like I was saying upstairs, I wasn't as well versed as I am now. A year ago, going into Infinity War, I had only seen 4 Marvel movies going into that, but the buzz caught me, and I wanted to go see it. And but that movie was I didn't know beforehand, but was ruined for me ahead of time by an MMA fighter named Colby Covington.
Yeah.
And so he tweeted out before the movie even came out. He got this information from somebody and says, Gamora, Loki, and Vision die. Spider-Man turns to dust in Iron Man's arms. Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Star-Lord, Bucky, Drax, and Mantis all turn to dust. You don't get laid. Thanos wins, and at UFC 225, so do I. Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War, NFL Draft, my haters are all virgins. Like, like you are the biggest douche
right
on the planet. Like, and you got a little bit of a rise from that.
Yeah, well, the part that I hate about that is it's just like, let people enjoy stuff.
Right.
You know what I don't care for? And it's topical right now. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Right? I don't watch it.
I don't get it.
I don't watch it. I read the first 4 books, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed the books.
Sure.
They're very good. The show is very well executed. I watched the first 2 seasons.
Yep.
But I didn't have HBO, and I didn't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you know what I don't go out and say? Everybody's a loser that watches Game of Thrones. Because,
no.
Look, here's the thing. Here's a little bit more, because everybody likes Game of Thrones, and so there's that. Here's something that's a little bit more polarizing, right? There are a ton of people that like My Little Pony.
Sure.
Right? The bronies are a thing.
Yep.
Right? And here's the thing. I'm not going to call a bunch of bronies virgins and like, oh, they're stupid and they're pedophiles and they're dumb. And like, no. No, you know what? Here's the thing. You like this thing, go like the thing.
Yeah.
Because there's a billion things to like, and there is a list of things that you're not allowed to like.
Sure.
And don't like those things, but as long as it doesn't hurt animals, kids, or, you know, somebody that doesn't want to be harmed, and that's to a point, because America's Funniest Home Videos is still pretty funny. Yeah, go fucking bananas.
Sure.
Go fucking bananas. You know what I mean? Just because I don't like something doesn't, like The Walking Dead. I don't like The Walking Dead. I think it's the dumbest show in the world. Right? And I know you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't call you a loser.
You're not a douchebag dork.
I don't call you a loser and a nerd.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's just like, ugh. No, you like the thing. I don't like the thing. And our world goes on.
Also, hate to break it to you there, Colby Covington, but I like Avengers. I like Marvel, and I've gotten laid before.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. That's the other thing, too, man. You picked the wrong hill to die on.
Virgins.
Hey, Kofi Covington. Look, and here's the thing. I assume you lost, because I don't know who you are.
Yeah, same.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't know who you are, so yeah. I assume you lost. But it's just like, everybody saw that movie. Everybody saw that movie.
Yeah, and if you didn't lose, I hope you get your face caved in.
Yeah, but it's like, no, man, You picked the wrong movie.
Right.
Like, this should have been the, like, obscure, independent comic book movie based on a girl that lives in a funeral home that discovers her sexuality that was also a Broadway play.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the obscure fan base that you know what I mean? Just, like, not Avengers, which is consistently breaking box office records.
Yeah, it smashed the all-time pre-sale record.
Yeah, it did.
It's going to make $800 million opening weekend.
Yeah, what is this guy's name?
Colby Covington.
Colby Covington. I just want to know. Here it is. Colby Covington record. Colby Covington, he's 31 years old. As I look things up on the internet, because that's how this exciting thing is. Oh, God, stupid UFC website didn't want to work. There it is. He is he's on a 6-win fight streak. I don't know. This is stupid.
That's nice. Who cares?
Yeah. What did he say? It was 2.
It was what?
What was his? What was the thing that he had said he was
UFC 225.
UFC 225. Okay, so that was back in June 9th, 2018, and that was his last fight.
Oh, cool!
And he won by a decision versus Dos Santos. So
nice.
So not bad. Not cool. Bad.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, not bad. But yeah, he's who cares? Like, honestly, who cares?
Yeah, you probably won like $200,000 for that fight while the Russo brothers are laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
You nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. You're also in UFC and nobody actually cares because the UFC is a dumb organization that refuses to get with the times.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's also more staged than WWE.
Oh, it is. You should have seen that McGregor fight.
Uh-huh.
McGregor Khabib.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Everybody jumping in the ring and nobody got arrested.
Yeah, right.
Weird.
Yeah. Come on.
Weird. So, yeah, that's going to be it. We're going to probably talk about the PlayStation 5 tomorrow on or today, depending on when you're listening to this,
cool.
on NAI Live, as well as probably go into a little bit more of a deep dive into the spoiler aspect, because that's a pretty big deal.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
So there's that. As we look to try and get retool and regroup and reform, the WWE has decided to take a shakeup. So New Age Insiders Entertainment will follow suit. We will be looking to have major changes and look for a little bit more of a formal announcement in the coming weeks as we kind of sit down and figure out what it is that we are going to be doing going forward and how we're going to shake things up to kind of bring a more generalized product.
It's a massive 6 months for us, guys.
It's going to be a big 6 months. It's kind of going to be a little bit of an NAI that you're not used to. It is time to evolve, as Triple H once said, or Galileo, or Darwin, one of those people said it, and if not, hashtag Stryker said it. So thank you very much for tuning in to Late Night Liam. I have been your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the one and only Bill Neville. You can follow us at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the main account at New Age Insiders. Follow everything we got going on over at New Age Insiders Entertainment, everything we have going on that movie show with at Mike Wendt. We do everything with the movie shows. This week we have a movie I've never seen before we're going to be doing, and it is Major League.
Oh, I love Major League.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I got to find a copy of it. Oh, you have it? Yeah. I'm going to have to borrow it.
Cool.
So I'm going to have to watch Major League. You're going to have to see that. We just did Con Air. You can go and check out Con Air. That's a ton of fun. Like I said, we had the preview of the Star Wars trailer. Go and check that out. And together, we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Good night, everybody.